coming to you live across America, around the globe, and throughout the known universe. This is the Ron Reagan Show, an all-you-can-eat banquet for the mind. Well, if we left you hanging on the line in the last hour, waiting to argue with me about the death penalty, don't despair. You can always shoot us an email at theronreaganshow@airamerica.com. And drop it in there and into the mailbag. That's what we'll do, and pull it out on Friday. If you've got a good argument, you know, about the death penalty, well, you know, we'll read it on the air and I'll deal with it then. Hey, who knows? Maybe you could convince me to change my mind. So far, nobody's had any luck, but it could happen. I like to remain flexible. Coming up later in the hour, we'll be talking to Richard Wickler, who's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, on the new Obama position regarding medical marijuana. This will have a big impact probably in the state of California, where there's a lot of medical marijuana dispensaries down there. And we still have that little bit we wanted to bring you on the annoying office personalities. There are several of them that are delineated in an article on CNN.com, and we'll go through those, see if you recognize any people there. But right now, a very serious topic we want to address. What do you think is the most common surgery performed in the United States right now? Tonsillectomy, appendectomy, heart surgery, something like that? Nope, turns out to be cesarean section. Women who need to have surgery, or the hospitals say they need to have surgery performed in order to deliver a child. C-sections. And for the last 11 years in a row, the rate of women, the number of women getting C-sections has gone up. About 50 years ago or so, 1 in 5 women delivered via C-section. It's now up to 1 in 3. And one of those women who has experienced C-section as well as natural birth and found herself on the other end of the hospital's policy regarding cesarean sections is Joy Szabo. She's a mother of three. She joins us right now. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Now, you had given birth to, I guess, a couple of kids naturally, and then one naturally and one through cesarean section, and then had another pregnancy and found out from your hospital, correct me if I'm wrong and mixing this up, by the way, that you would have to then deliver your subsequent child via cesarean section. Is that how it happened?
Actually, it's even worse than that.
Okay.
I had a delivery,
yeah,
and then a cesarean, and then a vaginal delivery,
uh-huh,
and now I am pregnant again.
Okay.
And they are telling me I cannot deliver vaginally here.
Okay, so vaginally, cesarean, vaginally again, but this time they're saying, oh no, can't do the natural childbirth again here. We've got to do it through cesarean section because you've had a previous C-section. That's the argument?
That's correct.
And is it
they made a policy over the summer.
Uh-huh. And this is just for a rather small hospital, I guess, that's near you?
Well, it's for the rather small hospital near me, the next largest one, and all the ones in northern Arizona that I've been able to find.
Wow. Wow. Now, my understanding was that as long as the hospital policies generally were that they had to have an obstetrician and anesthesiologist on hand under circumstances where somebody who had had a C-section before was going to try and give birth vaginally. Can they not have an obstetrician or an anesthesiologist? Is that what they're saying?
Well, the small hospital near here says there's no way that they could staff it enough to have an anesthesiologist.
Uh-huh.
And they've interpreted the guidelines that he has to be in-house and not working with anybody else. He just has to sit and wait.
Right, right.
The whole time I would be laboring.
Okay, all right. Because nobody knows when the baby's going to come, I guess.
Right.
So you just have to kind of wait and let nature take its course, hopefully. So this sounds to me like it's a money issue. I have to note that if you were going to have the cesarean, the anesthesiologist would obviously be there. He'd be working if you're going to do the
C-section.
That's
correct.
Okay, so I'm not sure what the distinction is between having him there to do that and having him there to wait just in case. But do they feel like wasting their money if he's there just, you know, in case an emergency arises?
Well, because sometimes a vaginal delivery can take, you know, several hours, maybe a day, maybe a couple
sure.
of days.
Yeah, including the labor and everything, yeah.
Right.
As I'm sure I don't have to tell you. You've been through this several times before. I'm sure you know very well. So is your feeling then that that in your particular case, and maybe extrapolating then to cases in general, because I've just been talking about how C-sections are becoming more and more common for women. Used to be 1 in 5. Now it's 1 in 3 women. Do you think that this has to do with women's health? Or do you think this has to do with the finances of hospitals and doctors?
I think it comes with the fear of litigation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That if anything slightly could be in question, they go for the cesarean.
Uh-huh.
And therefore upping the risks of surgery,
right,
but lowering their chance of litigation.
And they would probably argue lowering the chance of something untoward happening to the fetus or baby that is being delivered with, you know, a forceps birth or something like that. There can be, you know, there can be issues, and hospitals, doctors are sued frequently for, you know, anything that happens during the delivery. So that, I'm assuming that would be their argument.
That would be their argument, but it would be flawed because ever since the cesarean rate's gone above 15% to 20%,
mm-hmm,
there's been no change in maternal or fetal outcomes.
Uh-huh. I see. You wrote, when this whole thing started, I'm reading from an article in the Daily Beast here about you, you went out and you got some bright yellow paint and you painted on your minivan, Page Hospital, which is the name of the hospital we're talking about, I guess, "Enter my body without permission sounds like rape to me." Now, I'm assuming you're using the word rape not in a sexual context, but in context of a violation of your bodily integrity, basically. Is that...
That's correct. And that is what a rape is as well. Is...
Yes. Yeah, of course. But I just didn't want to, you know...
I've gotten in a bit of trouble for that statement, but that was during the time when they were threatening me with a court order, mm-hmm, which would mean that they would be physically taking me, drugging me, and cutting the baby out of me without my consent.
Now, how would that actually work? You mean if you went to this hospital insisting that I'm going to, you know, give birth naturally, vaginally, that they would basically, what, strap you down, stick a needle in your arm, knock you out, and take you in and do a C-section against your will?
That's correct. It's not unheard of.
Yeah, so this actually happens to women. Women are saying, no, I want to do this naturally, and the hospital says, tough, you know, we don't do that here, and, you know, we've got to do something with you, because you're going to give birth, so we're going to knock you out and just do this against your will? That's...
Right,
wow.
There's a case on the East Coast that's having issues. They decided that she needed a cesarean, and so they had a psych eval put on her, and she passed it. Mm-hmm. And so they called in another specialist to do a psych eval, and while he was examining her, she delivered a healthy baby vaginally.
Serves them right.
So they weren't able to get her to flunk a psych eval before she could get that baby out.
Get the baby out. Well, that solves the problem right there.
But yeah, even if she was pushing, if they had gotten that, they would have taken her surgery.
Yeah, man. Now, the World Health Organization estimates that in a country like the United States, probably 15% of deliveries should properly be C-section, just because sometimes it is medically necessary to
right.
do that.
Right, and in my case, it was medically necessary.
Right.
The baby would not have made it through.
Yeah, the one C-section that you did have, right.
Right.
But we're now at a place where nearly a third of pregnancies end in a C-section. Deliveries turn out to be C-sections, which suggests that about half of the C-sections done in this country, at least according to the World Health Organization, would be medically unnecessary, which sounds to me a lot like malpractice.
Yes, and it definitely does.
Yeah. So that all of this just doesn't quite sound kosher to me, I have to say, Joy, and I know it doesn't sound kosher to you. Is there anything that you have in mind that that women can do, families can do, to redress the balance here, to change the situation, to make hospitals, you know, more amenable to a natural delivery?
Well, we need to... Part of the problem is that obstetricians are attending a lot of the births now.
Mm-hmm.
And obstetricians are specialists in what to do when something goes wrong when you're delivering a baby.
Right.
So they've gone to school They've gone through medical school to learn how to take care of problems.
Yeah.
And 95% of their patients are just low-risk deliveries.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of the analogy that if you only have a hammer,
yeah,
everything starts looking like a nail.
I see, yeah. Well, yeah, I can understand that. They want to do what they've trained to do. There's the litigation issue, the malpractice issue.
Right.
And also, I imagine just, you know, from a utilitarian standpoint or a practical standpoint from the hospital's point of view, you know, labor can go on, as you said, for a couple of days, and there's everybody, you know, kind of in attendance and waiting, and that's just the way that is. I mean, that's, you know, that's what natural childbirth is. But boy, that's kind of an economic drain, a financial drain on the hospital, isn't it? Wouldn't they like to be able to schedule these things and say, you're going to have your baby right now, because we've decided that right now is when that's going to happen.
Right, and it definitely makes it easier on them.
Yeah, yeah, I can see, but of course, it doesn't necessarily make it easier on the mother, who might not want to have surgery. Yeah, that's the dilemma, I guess. Joy, best of luck to you. How pregnant are you at the moment?
I'm at 35 weeks out of 40.
Ooh. Okay, so you're getting we're getting right down to the time here. Do you have any plans, personal plans here? Are you going to use one of these hospitals that is going to try and get you to do a C-section, or do you have an alternate plan B here?
Well, I'm going to be moving down to Phoenix
to
deliver this baby.
So they have a hospital there that can handle a natural delivery, even if there is a complication and they have to C-section then.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, that sounds like a good idea for you. That sounds like you can do this the way you want to, unless, you know, something happens where it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a 5-hour drive and 350 miles away, so it's complicated.
Absolutely, yeah. You shouldn't have to go through that, but at least, you know, you've got some alternative there. I'm glad to hear that. Joy Szabo, mother of three and fourth one on the way. Joy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. 866-303-2270 is the number. Anybody else have any experience with the C-section issue here? Obviously, this is not my area of expertise, but nevertheless, some of you may have some real thoughts about this. Should hospitals be treating women this way, forcing them into cesarean sections that may not be medically necessary? 866-303-2270, your calls coming up on The Ron Reagan Show. 10 years ago, 1 in 5 women gave birth through via cesarean section. It's up to 30% today, a jump from 20 to 30% in one decade. Do you think this is because of the enormous health benefits to women or fetuses of cesarean section, or do you suspect that this may have more to do with the financial needs of hospitals and doctors? 866-303-2270, the number. Brett is calling from Seattle, Washington. Brett, you're on the Ron Reagan Show. Hey, Brett.
Hi, Ron. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to talk to you.
We went through a similar experience with my wife. Mm-hmm. She ended up having a cesarean on the second baby just because it was so large. It was 10.5 pounds at birth.
Ooh, whoa.
And then with our third child, she went ahead and went with, they call it a VBAC, vaginal birth after cesarean.
Yes.
And the doctor advised her about, you know, the ups and downs of it, and she opted to go ahead and do it.
Uh-huh.
And the truth is that the scarring and the damage to the abdominal muscles from the surgery had so weakened them that she just couldn't push that baby out.
Uh-huh.
And by the time it was done, she spent the next 9 or 10 years with nothing but one problem after another, and long story short, in her early 40s, she ended up having a complete hysterectomy.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, what do you think is responsible for that? I mean, she couldn't have the large child without the C-section, but that left her then in a worse position, obviously, to give birth vaginally afterwards. Was it a mistake to go through the vaginal birth the next time? Should she have had a C-section again? How do you feel about this?
I feel like, you know, I wish they had more strongly emphasized, you know, given the size of the babies that she typically has or had, and the condition that, you know, her belly was left in after that surgery, I would have rather just flat out said, no, have a cesarean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're the ones who are going to say, we've been there, done that, in that delivery room 100 times.
Right.
And we've seen this, so yeah. Trust us. You know?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, though, about women who really don't want to have a cesarean and would rather try to give birth vaginally in the hospital, simply saying, nope, you know, not going to do it because you've already had a C-section, we just
right.
can't do it?
Well, ultimately, I think giving birth is such a deeply personal choice every mom should choose each
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be forced into one thing or another. But I do think that there is, it's probably, there's a mix of reasons why this happens, probably some mm-hmm. of the financial that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But also, I think there's other things, like, it just seems like babies are getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't
know.
Yeah. I don't have any children myself. I don't know about that, but yeah, that would be an odd thing.
But I don't know if that has to do with, you know, the fantastic prenatal vitamins or whatever, but it does
yeah.
seem like kids are just being born huge, and maybe we're growing them to the point that they can't even come out anymore.
Yeah, that would be a bizarre kind of thing to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all the Haagen-Dazs or something.
It's definitely a trend you want to cut off.
yeah, exactly. That could be bad for the species, it seems to me. Okay, so yeah. So essentially your position is that, you know, listen, C-sections are sometimes medically necessary, and that's a good thing, but at the same time, they do kind of wreak havoc on a woman's body.
They do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the end result of the third delivery, when she pushed after the cesarean, was
yeah.
that those muscles that had already been damaged were just shot.
Yeah, just damaged
point.
More. Yeah, exactly. Brett, thank you for calling in. I've got to go take a break right now, but we're taking calls on this question of cesarean section. Obviously, again, not my area of expertise. Nevertheless, there is some suspicion that hospitals may be pushing women towards C-sections, not just for their health, but just for scheduling and financial reasons. We'll be back with your calls. You're listening to The Ron Reagan Show. So just 10 years ago, only 1 in 5 women in the United States gave birth via cesarean section. But now it is up to 1 in 3. The question is, and I don't know the answer to this, so I'm asking you, but the question is this the result of the health benefits of cesarean section versus natural birth? Or is there some other reason that doctors and hospitals would be urging, pushing women to have cesarean sections? Because they can be scheduled. You don't have to wait for labor to conclude. You can schedule the surgery. Maybe it costs more money. Maybe there's a money thing. And also the malpractice issues. A lot of obstetricians end up with lawsuits because during natural birth, say a forceps birth, things happen, babies coming out are damaged, and that results in lawsuits. Less likely to happen, less likely to the fetus less likely to suffer damage during birth during a cesarean section, I would imagine. But what do you think about this? Some of you have had vastly more experience with this sort of thing than I have. 866-303-2270 is the number. Why do you think cesarean sections are suddenly so much more popular here in the United States? Sally is calling from Seattle, Washington. Sally, you're on the Ron Reagan Show.
Hi, Ron. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I have a different kind of a story because I had 2 daughters, both cesarean.
Uh-huh.
The first one is now 31 years old, and the second one is 28.
Uh-huh.
And both children were planned as natural births.
Right.
The first one was a large baby at the time, 8.5 pounds, and she was sitting upright. She was in the breech position.
Ah, yes.
Uh-huh. I had swallowed small television sets for her to watch, and I think she just decided never to turn over.
So you had a C-section then for this large baby in a breech position.
Right.
Yeah.
And the doctor was very, right at the time, there was a big controversy about too many cesareans,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor said, you're welcome to get a second opinion. I think with a large baby who is in the breech position, you would be crazy not to have a cesarean.
Mm-hmm.
So he did the special lateral incision to make it stronger in case I wanted to have a natural birth the second time.
Oh.
Well, the only problem with the, if they cut vertically, apparently the incision is not nearly as strong as if they cut laterally.
I see.
So the second one was planned as a natural childbirth. I went to childbirth classes, and just a day or so before the birth, unfortunately my water broke, and the doctor said, we either have to put you on Pitocin and speed it up, or do a cesarean. He said, if we put you on Pitocin, if you rupture, we'll lose you and the baby.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I That's where, when I was listening to Joy, I thought, there is the other side of this coin, and that is the health concern that if you've had a previous C-section, there's a big possibility that you could rupture.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you lose the mother and the baby, or mm-hmm. One of them. And is it worth it to go through natural childbirth just so
right.
you can say you've done that?
Right. Yeah, I won't sit here and argue that many C-sections are medically necessary. That would be foolish, and I don't mean to imply that, you know, doctors and hospitals are, you know, in a sort of nefarious way plotting against women and, you know, trying to urge them all to have unnecessary surgeries. But it does strike me as I've said, you know, in 10 years we've gone from 1 in 5 pregnancies to 1 in 3 pregnancies. And the World Health Organization says, gee, that's a little unusual. Should probably be around 15% or so, you know, in under most circumstances. So I'm just, you know, again, I'm asking the question, could there be something else at work here to explain that sudden explosive growth in C-sections just health issues?
I agree with Joy that there's the problem of litigation. I'm sure that's mm-hmm. a major issue. When you look at the number of doctors who are in obstetrics, it's dropped dramatically. I think a lot of those doctors go into just gynecology now because there are many women who walk into a doctor's office and say, I want you to promise me a perfect delivery.
Right, right, exactly, which nobody can do, of course. Yeah.
So I'm sure the fear of litigation is in there,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, it has to be balanced with the fact that if you've already had a cesarean and you have mm-hmm. that weakened area
yeah.
in your uterus,
mm-hmm.
The worst thing that could happen is if you rupture.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my decision. Both doctors gave me it, left it to my decision. It wasn't mm-hmm. a legal thing like Joy said it sounds like now, but
right.
I was really glad to have good medical advice at the time.
Oh, indeed, and I'm glad everything turned out well for you, Sally. And I appreciate your call, too. I really do. Thank you for calling. And Sally makes a good point. And again, I want to stress, I'm not saying that, you know, all doctors are in some conspiracy against women who are pregnant or anything like that. Again, we just have this enormous growth in the number of these surgeries, which suggests that something's going on. Either we have reevaluated the health value of cesarean sections in general, or there's some other factor at play here, and, you know, malpractice worries and financial things and scheduling seem to be obvious candidates, at least potentially there, and I'm just asking your opinion. Denise is calling from Tacoma, Washington. Denise, you're on the Ron Reagan Show.
Oh, hi, Ron. What a pleasure. What a pleasure to talk to you tonight.
Pleasure to have you calling in.
You bet. I listen to you on my way home, commute to Tacoma from Seattle each day, so I'm always excited to hear what you got on the docket today. So.
Well, good. So what do you think about this, though?
Well, it's really interesting. I was telling your screener, I have twin boys. They're 15 and a half now.
Yeah.
But I remember going to the doctor, and after I had a midwife, and after I found out I was having twins, they said, you can't have a midwife. You got to have a regular doctor. Okay, cool. I immediately, once I found out it was going to be twins, I wanted a cesarean. Absolutely. Positively.
I can understand, I think. Not fully, perhaps, but I think I can understand, yes.
Yes, I was scared to death. I really thought, you know, and you know what? I think it depends on the doctor. Because
yeah.
the lady, I had a lady doctor, and she was great. And she actually said, you know what? And I came in the first visit asking about having a cesarean, and she
yeah.
says, hold on,
yeah.
let's just let things take its course. We'll see how it goes.
Right, right.
<You know? laughs>
But you did end up having the cesarean, though, huh?
I did, because I had one breech. One was head down, one was feet down.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And she knew how panic-stricken I was about pain and everything else, and
right.
so she said, you know, do you want to get a cesarean? And I was shaking, but I signed the documentation to get the cesarean, gladly.
You didn't think they were going to come out both at the same time, did you?
I just was like, no, I'm not doing this. I was happy to be scheduled, happy to go in, no labor pains, all of that stuff. You know, however, isn't it more expensive to get a cesarean. So it's really probably more lucrative for the hospital to do a cesarean.
Well, I don't know because, of course, I've never had one, and my wife and I don't have kids. But I would imagine you're talking about now a surgery, and that's generally very expensive, and you have to have an anesthesiologist, of course.
You bet.
So, yeah, I would guess that it would be more expensive, but I don't know how much more expensive, and I don't know how much that would be weighed against, let's say, a long labor that could go on for, you know, a day and a half or something like that, and the, you know, expenses associated with that sort of thing either. So, but, you know, that is a thought, Denise, that, yeah, they may, more money might be coming in with a cesarean than a natural childbirth. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Denise, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate your listening and calling. Scott's calling from Seattle, Washington. Scott, you're on the Ron Reagan Show.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Scott.
My wife is a trained birth educator and also has been trained as a midwife and a doula. And this issue is an incredible hot topic in the areas of midwifery and birth support. Generally speaking, midwives around the world feel that cesarean sections are done far too often.
Yes.
That it's, you know, this is major abdominal surgery that's often jumped to because, if for no other reason, doctors tend to think of their patients as opposed to women who are just having normal bodily processes of giving birth.
Ah, I see.
It's an ideological thing in some ways. Is that, you know, a previous person said this, that obstetricians are told very carefully and give a lot of detail into how things can go wrong.
Uh-huh.
And they too quickly move to how things can go wrong as opposed to the fact that, you know, a birth might be going perfectly well.
Right.
It might be a little bit of a risk or something like that, but they move to that, okay, there's a crisis, we must solve it, as opposed to letting women have birth, which is what their bodies are designed for.
Right. Well, that's a very interesting perspective on this, and I hadn't really thought about that, but doctors who are, you know, or are trained, of course, to respond to medical emergencies are seeing pregnancy as basically a problem to be solved, as opposed
exactly.
to a, you know, a natural occurrence, a natural bodily process, as you said, to be, you know, to be aided and helped along, but not as a medical calamity that needs fixing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that really led to a lot of these philosophies that we have in the American obstetrics world, that the rest of the world just thinks is insane. Just across the board. For instance, there's a one of the things is, you know, the possibility of rupture during after, you know, VBAC birth.
Right.
One of the things that a lot of doctors do to induce birth, to induce contractions, actually causes the possibility of that uterine rupture to increase significantly.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
It's a very standard procedure for inducing contractions nowadays. It makes VBAC birth much more dangerous, and there's a lot of doctors and professionals who don't feel that that procedure is even safe.
Yeah,
but a lot of doctors use it.
Yeah, well, this is certainly an issue that that's going to stay, you know, front and center for a lot of people here, and certainly in your family with your wife being a midwife and all. Scott, thank you so much for calling in and sharing some of your thoughts about this. I appreciate it very much. We're going to take a quick break right now.